Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We are going to tackle somebody else's problem. It's not our problem.
Ha ha, yay.
It's other people's problems, and Caroline is going to share a problem with us. Caroline?
Hey there.
Hey.
What seems to be the trouble?
So, yeah, I'm dating this guy, and, you know, neither one of us are, like, really into social media. We kind of don't really pay attention to it too much.
Okay.
But recently, he decided to go back onto social media, even though he hasn't been on it for almost a year. But, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. Whatever. You might have friends that you want to catch up with. Not a big deal. And we've been together for 2 years now, and he hasn't posted anything on his new social media platforms.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Like, I'm not the type of person that, like, oh, you have to show me up on social media. I don't really care. I'm pretty solid in my relationship.
Okay.
But lately, he's been going onto Instagram and liking, like, a bunch of pictures of ladies that are super hot, and it kind of makes me feel a little bit insecure. You know, they're, like, barely clothed and really showing off their bodies.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Is he, like, trying to cheat on me, get attention? What do you guys think?
So to get this straight, he's out there liking beautiful women, but never showing any evidence whatsoever that he's with you.
Correct.
And this has been for 2 years, not one picture of you two together anywhere on his social media.
Yeah, nothing. Like, not even, like, a picture that could imply that we're friends. Like, there's absolutely
nothing. I mean, you gotta give him the benefit of the doubt. He took a year off of social media, so there wouldn't be any pictures from that time. But now that he's back on, if he's taking the time to go Steve it, as I say, go seek out hot girls and look at, like, and then hit like.
Admire beauty, yeah.
Admire beauty. There it is. He should also be sending the very clear signal that whilst I admire beauty, I have my own beauty at home.
Exactly. And it's not like we don't take pictures either. Like, we definitely take selfies and we take pictures going out and everything. So it's not like he doesn't have this material to post. He just doesn't post it.
And then that relationship status thing, is that still what's...
That's more of a Facebook-y thing than an Insta, but like...
Yeah, I mean, he has Facebook, but it doesn't... Like, he put it on there that it's like, you know how you could put the option of no relationship or whatever, just like keep that hidden?
Yes.
But I don't really care about that too much. That's not a big deal.
Wow.
So, I'll just say it... Steve and I have our own kind of individual accounts, but they all just kind of feed into the Slacker and Steve account. I don't post anything from my life. Nothing. I just, because I'd rather enjoy a meal than take a picture of it and try to show my friends how much I enjoyed the meal. So from that perspective, I think your boyfriend is totally normal. It's like, if he doesn't post anything, that's great.
Okay.
I also don't go like everybody. If I'm active, if I were to be active on social media, I would take a picture of my street tacos and tell everybody how great they were. But I find it a little strange that he doesn't post anything about his life, but he's actively trolling hot chicks.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Are you just being insecure in that?
I don't think I'm being insecure because he's posting things like about his friends and about, you know, like the soccer games that he goes to or whatever. So it's not like he's like not posting anything at all. He's just not posting anything about me.
But does he only like hot chicks, or does he occasionally like a taco picture or a picture of somebody's cool craft beer they tried? Or is he literally?
I mean, a majority is hot chicks.
And these are not like supermodels. These are women that are regular.
Local.
Like local and...
Yeah, I'd say it's like a pretty well-balanced mixture of both. It's like some, you know, fitness models and whatever, and then like some people that he used to go to college with.
Well, Steve, you have a different girlfriend occasionally, but you spend a lot of time looking at butts, like in different fitness model things.
Yeah.
Do they get insecure about that when they know that you're looking at other people's butts, or do you sell it as, I just like great glutes or something. You know what I mean? I mean, or do they get insecure about it?
Some do, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they say they can't compete with that. I'm like, this isn't a competition. I love your beauty just as much as I love admiring the beauty of these.
Are you lusting for these other women?
No.
You just find it pretty.
Yeah.
And you let them know with a like. And then that's
no,
it.
No, I don't even like.
Oh, you don't even like.
Yeah,
okay.
I never. So that's where I was like, I don't even like anybody. So, but he's liking everybody.
That's kind of, yeah, that feels a little trollish
because
to me.
When he likes somebody, they can turn around and see that
they absolutely see that he liked it.
Yeah. This, and
yeah,
you asked
like
him to.
It's him almost like dropping hints.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, hey, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Yeah, the like is.
That's
is
how I feel.
Chum. He's throwing out some chum
it
then.
Feels a little chummish.
Okay.
Trolling, yeah. Chumming.
Okay.
Like, whatever. I don't.
Yeah, Caroline, I don't know.
I don't like the way this feels. I don't know that we're going to get many people telling you it's okay, but have you said, hey, why don't you, like, you take a great selfie at Civic Center Park.
Yeah.
You got to tell him. You got to post that.
Hey, let's post that.
Let's put it up on your Instagram.
Right?
Have you tried that?
I mean, yeah. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get around to it. Like, we're eating right now. Because he's not, like, always on his phone. But that's why I'm like, okay, cool, we took this really great picture, why can't you post it? And he's like, oh yeah, I'll get around to it, but then never gets around to it.
But he takes you out in public, though. It's not like he's embarrassed of you or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, our relationship isn't a secret.
And your relationship feels good
relations,
other than this?
Everything is?
Yeah, other than that, it seems fine. I feel like I'm not being insecure about it. I just don't know, because I'm like very confident in myself. I just don't know if it's something that I should be aware of, because I mean, sometimes, you know, people will have great relationships and then just all of a sudden, you know, somebody cheats or gets bored or they're uninterested. So I don't know if maybe he's just bored with our relationship or bored with me.
Wow.
Okay. There's a lot of moving parts to this thing. So Caroline, don't move. We're going to try to get you some.
That's why I had to acquiesce, because you know all the etiquette and liking and posting.
I just feel like, you're either, with social media, you're either kind of an observer or you're active, right? And he's only active with his friends and like stuff he finds attractive. So it's weird. It's like you're either all in and like, here's what I have for dinner and here's the movies, here's my Wicked ticket stub and here's this and here's... But instead, he's just like, had a beer with Tony. Here's like the cool crap beer. And then he likes hot chicks and he's leaving her. Is that a red flag? It feels like it to me. It does.
Okay. I was going to ask you because you're more familiar with this.
I don't know though, because I'm not active on it.
I'm not either.
I don't feel like I enjoy my meal as much if I'm spending the first 5 minutes with it cooling off, trying to get the perfect angle of the hamachi dripping over the edge of like,
right.
I'd rather just eat and like and enjoy the company.
And he never posts anything. Like you said, not even a picture.
It sounded
of
like at the end, he posted some stuff about his friends,
but still nothing about the relationship or her
at all.
So I had to act. I go, have you heard of this?
Seems weird to me, and I'm guessing there's other women and men who have significant others who are kind of out there. I mean, it seems obvious to just tell her to run, but should she run, or is this just a conversation where it's like, you're making me feel weird about your social media presence?
Right. I need to know why.
Why are you acting like I don't exist, but acting like anybody who does squats does exist? She could really use your help. Melissa.
Yay.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think a good solution to this problem is she should post something on her own Facebook, tag him in it, and see how he reacts.
Tag him up.
Yeah. And see.
A great night out with my boyfriend. That's not bad.
And then see if he posts
anything. You got to take initiative into your own hands, because otherwise you're just going to be floundering and questioning yourself forever.
That is true.
Why do you think he's doing this?
Yeah.
Well, my ex used to never, ever post anything about either of us. He never cheated and he wasn't doing anything like that. But some people like to keep their relationships super private. If he's liking all these other girls.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Not having anything. Yeah, it's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. That's a great suggestion, Melissa. Corinne.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I've had a couple of girlfriends who've been in this exact same situation, and in every single case, the guy was trolling from multiple women
and
didn't want to look attached.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it seems pretty obvious. It's like the whole, it seems like that's what it is, but
Yep.
And so your solution is to run?
I mean, I would. Obviously, I'm not in her shoes, but I think that that's a pretty big red flag.
So there's no other way to look at it. You're trolling. You like something. You know they're going to go back and look at your profile, and if there's no evidence of a girlfriend, it might turn into a direct message kind of conversation.
Like, that is true.
He's chumming the water.
Dang.
I hate it. Thank you, Corinne. Susan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hi. Well, I caught the end of it, not the total beginning, but I personally think she should either totally ignore him or she should call him on it because he's definitely trying to make her jealous. So call if she wants. Oh, yeah. People don't post hot pictures of other people if you're in a relationship unless you're trying to make them jealous. So,
yeah.
What's your end game?
I know.
Jealousy is such an ugly emotion in the first place. I don't want to feel jealous, and I don't want to make anybody else feel jealous. So I don't. Does that give you hand in the relationship or something?
You know, there's a lot of people that do it. I've had it done to me. That's why I know. And it's just an insecurity issue on his side. So whatever the relationship is, she has to, figure that part out. But it's definitely an insecure issue on his part because he wouldn't do it if he respected her and he cared about her.
That's true.
Why would he do that? Really?
Thank you for the advice.
I hate to call it blunt, but
I was thinking he was being unfaithful, but the jealousy thing is another totally good angle. Christy.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yay. I think that she needs to lose him. That is such a big red flag. My current husband lived with a woman for 2 years and never once posted a single thing with her on Facebook, and then left her. And now we've been together and we post like ridiculously silly pictures all the time.
Because it gives you peace of mind that he's not going to just all of a sudden leave you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If he's proud of his relationship, he would display it. And if he's not displaying it, it's the car you keep in the garage that you hide from everybody.
Oh, under the car cover.
Yes, it's the beater car.
Yes.
Eric.
Yai.
What do you think?
Ooh, this is shady, my friends. This is shady.
For real.
I've got a buddy who doesn't use social media, okay? And he acts like, I don't believe in social media. No, he does it because he has women on the side, and you can't do that if you have a social media page.
You're right.
So he's a dirtbag.
He's being a D.
He's either making her jealous or he's a full-on dirtbag. And in either case, he's not.
He's not worthy.
Right. It sounds to me that he wasn't using social media at all. Finally gave in and he uses Instagram, but he makes sure not to put his girl on there and then flirts and probably instant messages other women without her knowing. And I don't think it's a good thing.
Wow, Eric.
Thank you for the call. Caroline, if you're listening.
Oh, man.
Here's a problem. She's been in this relationship for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
So at least you've only got a couple of years and no kids. It's time to change your relationship status online.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.